Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does it feel like to invest your life in others as a coach, having both developed champions and winning championships? How does one of Hawaii's premier golf instructors relate his faith with the sport of golf? Why does breeding a small, gregarious Australian parakeet, which in the wild is green with a yellow head, bring fulfillment? Answers to these questions frame the life of Les Uehara. But there's more. His love for God and family touch his very core. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know his love, for you to know his grace and favor, that he loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And even today, dear friend, no matter where you are, what you've done, where you've been, there is always hope in Christ. And Jesus is calling you. Will you turn to him? Will you turn to him now? Will you, in these moments, open your heart to Christ and receive him as your Savior and Lord? Les Uehara graduated from Iolani School before earning his bachelor's degree in business administration from University of Washington, where he was a four-year letterman in baseball, starting for 4 years as shortstop. As head varsity baseball coach at Iolani School, he led teams into league championships and 2 state titles. As a golfer, Les won 20 titles, including the Manoa Cup and state medal. He coached golf at the University of Hawaii, was golf instructor at Iolani, and is the owner of Les Uehara Golf Studios. He's a champion breeder of budgerigars, or budgies. You'll hear more about that. He's married to Sherry. They have 2 children, Paul and Allison, and 2 grandchildren, Elliot and Kieran. Coach Les, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born and raised in Honolulu, November 1942, at the Kapiolani Maternity Hospital.
Who influenced you most, Coach, in your growing up years?
Probably mom and dad, but I had kind grandparents, teachers, aunties and uncles. I grew up very lucky.
What do you remember about? Well, let's take a memory of your grandparents. What do you remember about grandparents? And then we'll talk about your parents.
Both sides of the family were Buddhists, and my father's side were deeply involved with the Honganji and Wainai. Mm. But they always stressed being a good boy.
Mm. How has your faith, when you talk about your grandparents, even your parents, mm-hmm. Buddhist tradition, your faith as a follower of Christ, how has your faith grown through the years?
Well, mom and dad were Buddhists by tradition, and but they sent me to St. Peter's Preschool, which is right behind the cathedral. We used to live in Emma Lane, and right across the street was the cathedral. And behind the cathedral was St. Peter's Church. So I went to St. Peter's when I was 3 to 5. And it seems like I have a predestined association with the Episcopal Church. We moved to Kapahulu in 1948 when I was 5 years old. And so St. Mark's was where we were sent to go to Sunday school. Mm-hmm. So during those years from K to 6, I went to Waikiki Elementary, which was behind the old Jefferson School. And so St. Peter's Episcopal, St. Mark's Episcopal, and then to Iolani School from 7 to 12 grades, another Episcopal church school. And I remember from 7 to 12 grades, we had chapel every day, Monday through Friday. And we had Holy Communion once a month. So I got involved, I got baptized and confirmed when I was 14. And I was an acolyte at St. Mark's, and I became an acolyte at Iolani. And so it's been an association with the Episcopal Church for a long time. Then when I went away to college, I went to Christ Church in Seattle, Washington, in the University District. And that was also an Episcopal Church. And then after graduation, coming back to Honolulu, I again reassociated with St. Mark's up until the present time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about family before sports, because I know that's going to take up a big
sneak
part.
In.
But in this season of your life, Coach, and in this moment of reflection, what lessons has God taught you as a husband and father?
Well, I got Sherry involved with going to church, and we do morning prayer. I'm a morning prayer officiant at St. Mark's, and so the two of us do the serving. She's become a regular on Sundays. And we haven't been able to get our grandchildren to go, but hopefully one day they will.
Mm.
And Paul is very involved with life-changing ministries. He goes every Wednesday to Waipahu and helps Apostle Clement Young. And he introduced me to Apostle. And I've been going to their Bible study ever since September of 2011.
Now, I think about people are listening and they say, "Well, Danny, you call him coach." Well, I remember when I was in school at Iolani. I was Coach Les. For me, I didn't have the privilege of playing baseball for you, but you had a big part in our football program. And it was always with a sense of respect and then the completeness of the way that you would contribute the reports in order for us to prepare for our games. Speaking of sports, did you always... were you always active in athletics growing up?
Well, the only year I played football was Pop Warner football. The first year they ever had Pop Warner football. And Father Chuck Halter was our coach at Iolani. Brand new uniforms, brand new equipment. Because I was a baseball player, I got to play quarterback for him. And that 1 year of football from Father Chuck, I learned all the X's and O's. So when I went to help Eddie Hamada, he made me into a scouting coach. So we would scout all the other teams, and I would be the scout quarterback.
I remember that well, Coach.
And we would run all the plays mm-hmm. that our opponents ran.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Coach Les Uehara. Yes, a coach indeed. When we come back, we'll talk about baseball. We'll talk about some of the marvelous things that he has accomplished, but also, well, the sport of golf. And in this program, you don't want to miss this part. This is very interesting to me. Budgie riggers, or budgies. You know what budgies are? Well, you might. And if you don't, you will. And I think it's going to be quite a fascinating discussion that we have, even about that. But playing golf in Japan, Korea, England, Ireland, Scotland, Les Uehara played in all these places and more. We'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Les Uehara has played golf in Japan, Korea, England, Ireland, and Scotland. His baseball experiences as player and coach have taken him to Japan, including Okinawa and Taiwan. As a champion breeder of budgie riggers, he's traveled to Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Washington. He recently visited Israel as a proud Okinawan, the 2016 Taikai in Naha. By the way, Coach, my wife Jamie and her family were there at the Taikai in Okinawa. Coach, what difference would you say in your life? What difference has Jesus made?
Well, I've always been involved with the church, I guess from preschool. However, I did not have a personal relationship with Christ, except within the last 10 years. So I've always gone to church and did that kind of worship. But until I went to Bible study, I did not have a personal relationship with Christ. That has made all the difference.
May I ask how that came about, Coach, 10 years ago?
10 years ago, we started a Bible study at St. Mark's with priests and a few lay people. And it was mainly studying the lectionary, going over the Psalm, the Old Testament, the Epistle, and the Gospel, and then talking about what the priests would be sermonizing on. And then the lay people would always ask, oh, how does that apply to life today? I guess at that time, it was taking the Bible figuratively. When I was asked to go to Life-Changing Ministries with my son, I experienced the other side, taking the Bible literally. And instead of following the lectionary, the apostle would just have different topics that he felt the Lord was telling him to share. Totally different. All from the heart, not from the brain. And I guess that's what changed my thinking the last 10 years.
Thank you.
And feeling and experiencing this personal relationship with Christ. I see, Coach, that it touches you very deeply. What has the love of Christ meant to you?
Well, God is love. Christ is love. I guess that's everything. That's the grace.
Well, let's talk about sports. Golf. Coach, did you play? Since we're talking about, let's take it to England, Scotland, and Ireland. Scotland, did you play at St. Andrews?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
With Eddie Hamada and Masayo Nomini.
Those are some names that will trigger some very sweet memories.
And we were sponsored by Ray Wong, class of 49.
What impression were you left with playing there at St. Andrews?
Well, that's where golf started 550 years ago. And so it was just like going to Jerusalem. Except for golf. It wasn't as beautiful as golf courses are all over the world. But it still had that attraction of a very, very fancy Kahuku golf course. right on the North Shore. Sand, wind, rain, a real lynx course. Mm-hmm. Heather and gorse. No tree line, no, you know, it's an experience. But
the history and the tradition, uh-huh. and just to stand there and think, I am at St. Andrew's Golf Course, that sounds amazing to me.
And I shot 76.
Wow!
When you consider winning championships like the Manoa Cup, you have the platform. What advice do you give to golfers, beginners, occasional golfers, and the very serious, the competitive ones? What would you say to a beginner?
To a beginner, you got to be a young boy. if you don't take it up at a young age, you have limitations. So play for fun, play for fellowship. Don't use it for business, even though they say business is done on the golf course. Don't use the game for business purposes.
Why would you? I hear that all the time. That's where you business is done. But why, from your perspective, Coach, why would you say that?
Because I'm a purist. I don't want to use the game for other purposes except golf. And if you try to use the game, people will see right through you if you so-called let the boss win or let the customer win. I think you're defeating the purpose of the game. And they would rather you do as well as you can regardless of who wins or not.
The other thing I mentioned Friday is...
Now, when you talk about Friday, you need to give some context.
I apologize. At the Jesus Christ is Calling You Golf Tournament, the 21st, may I add, and I had the joy of being with Danny and Coach Les, and it's a gentleman's game. And so that... is a little difficult if you're doing it for business. Not always, but it can be. And that's what I love about golf, and I think you might be saying something similar. It's a gentleman's game, so keep it that and not let it get clouded with business transactions.
How does golf, and there may be some people that, as they're listening to this recent discussion, may have their own opinions to it. But again, like you said, Coach, you're a purist. Well, how would you relate golf with faith? Is there a relation to golf and faith?
Golf is such a competitive sport. It brings out the best and the worst in everyone. And in order to be a gentleman, boy, you gotta pray. You gotta pray that you don't lose your temper. You gotta pray that you're not tempted to cheat. You gotta pray that your tongue doesn't get you in trouble. So many things. Everybody goes through the same hopes and dreams of shooting their best scores and winning tournaments, but you got to lose more than you win.
Hmm. When we come back, Coach, I do have a question about advice that you might give to a coach who's right now coaching it, wanting to coach or in the process of coaching or planning to coach a team to a championship. Some insights, some lessons there. Somehow, Suzanne, when we talk about sports, like you said, Coach, it brings the best and the worst out in us. It's a self-revelation, really. It's almost like looking in a mirror. Sometimes we like what we see, and quite often we don't really like what's in front of us. But that's where we go deeper. At least we have the invitation to go deeper. And with Christ, Christ gives us his grace to be able to see hope in the midst of reality. And if we look at reality, reality is not always pleasant. It's not always the best of ourselves.
Not always what we hope or expect it to be.
But in Christ, he overtakes, overshadows, or superimposes with his grace. More with Coach Les Uehara when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, so to coach a team to a championship, a state championship, that's a big deal, especially in the sport, well, any sport, but baseball is just there's a distinction to it in a very unique way. Coach Les Uehara coached two state championship teams. Some of his players went on to play for the major leagues, drafted. I mean, an incredible. I've heard stories, Coach, of some of your teaching techniques, your coaching techniques, your coaching antics. Some of your players, even to this day, they will come back to you on a golf course and they will stop and hug you. And but I don't know. From what I hear, there were some really challenging. I mean, we got to be honest here. There were some challenging moments to bring out the mental toughness that you did. But here we are today, Coach, in this season of life, looking back. What advice would you offer a coach? Could be a coach of a young team, maybe young boys, young girls, maybe a coach of high school level, even beyond that, collegiate, further. But what advice would you offer a coach who's aiming at developing a championship team?
Don't.
See,
wrong,
Suzanne.
Wrong question, right answer.
Take us further. What do you mean by that? It's succinct, but I sense there's a lot more beneath that.
The pressure to win is so great that you forget that you're teaching young people. You got to teach values, not just how to win. I remember Eddie Hamada and I used to have a lot of discussions about philosophy. And the philosophy is more important than the methodology of the mechanics of coaching. Because sometimes you do things just to try and win. But sports is more than just winning.
We need to spend more time on this. And so we will. Suzanne?
I'm sitting here with the two most challenging professions in my husband's view, and he means this very sincerely, coaching and pastoring. Because the pressure, the desire to win, the desire, the need to please, to balance, is so, so difficult.
And that's why, Suzanne, as you observe that, I want to extract as much as we can within the time frame allotted to talk, because there's some deep wisdom and insight here. So someone might say, well, what's wrong with coaching to win? Isn't that why you play? Isn't that why you compete? Or don't we compete to win? In fact, if you're not going to compete to win, why play at all? So how would you respond to something like that?
I've always coached fundamentals, basic fundamentals, teaching the mechanics of the game. Once the mechanics of the games were taught and learned, then the mental part of the game, the strategy, the offensive, defensive strategy, how to score runs, how to prevent runs. And then the heart, the attitude, the teamwork. So there are different levels of coaching. Teaching, developing talent, teaching the mental aspect of the game, and teaching the teamwork aspect, because now you're sacrificing, you're role playing, you gotta be emotionally and spiritually mature.
Now, how has your view changed or evolved or grown since the years that you were in the, you know, in the 80s when you were coaching and beyond that, not just 80s, but and beyond and before when you were experiencing or coaching these championship teams?
Funny you ask that, because just the other day I was thinking, I wonder what it would be like to go back into coaching. What would I do differently? I think a lot of the things mechanically wouldn't be different. But I don't like what I see.
You know, that's this, Coach, this is what I'm thinking. Two things have changed radically, in my opinion, and I'm sharing it from a teacher's perspective, because I started teaching school in 1966. So the two things are almost an obsession to win at all cost seems different to me today, and the parent involvement and the lack of respect. It's changed in a very negative, I'm sorry to say, way, in my opinion. Would you agree?
I agree, because that's what got me out of coaching. Coach Francis Funai told me a long time ago, don't try to please the players. Don't try to please the parents. Don't try to please the school administration, because you can't. You're into coaching to please yourself. Hopefully, you're in it for the right reason. Because when the kimchi hits the fan, it's you.
How did your interest in breeding budgies develop?
Are we going to explain what budgies are?
I think we need to. Coach, what are budgerigars or budgies?
The Australian green parakeet that you can see in the pet store. It's a tiny little thing, and you can teach it how to talk. But I'm into exhibition budgerigars, which is what the English did to all livestock animals. They went to Australia back in the 1840s. They took it back. Line breeding, inbreeding. They developed a totally different looking bird. Same species, but a show bird, just like show dogs, show cats, show horses.
So is this, would this be blue? A blue budgie? No. Or are there other colors? Or what makes it a show budgie? Or budgerigar?
Bigger, longer, bigger head, fuller feathers.
Because parakeets normally are quite small, aren't they?
They're quite small. Mm-hmm. So the exhibition budgie is almost 80% larger.
Well, and you competed in breeding. Mm-hmm. So that's why, Suzanne, he didn't just go to Petco and come back with a cage and try to have a conversation with the budgie. I think it goes a lot further than that, Coach. So how did you get into this, and how did you go so deeply into it?
My cousin gave me two pairs of parakeets. And I bred them, and I got 8 different colors. And sophomore year at Iolani, taking biology, we had to do a term project. So my term project was budgerigars. I got an A for it. I had to do all kinds of research, and we had to learn how to write the term paper and bibliography and footnotes and all that. But I became so fascinated by the genetics of color, because my two pairs gave me 8 different colors. But the exhibition budgie is a totally different thing. And this is when I came back from college, and we went back to Seattle, and I got to meet two champion breeders in the American Budgerigar Society, and they won Best in USA titles. So I got to see what the best budgie looked like in the real. And I got fascinated, and I started reading more books about exhibition budgies. And there's a standard. There's a standard like any other stock animal. Certain size, certain shape. The color is only different in the judging of the classes. But you judge all the different colors, and then you put them all together for the best in show. But the best in show is confirmation.
Coach, as you're talking about this, I'm starting to get fascinated myself. I don't think the fascination will run as deep, nor do I think I have the time, because you started when you were in high school, when you first started, and then after graduating, having a chance to see these all U.S. Championship breeders. But when we come back, can we talk more about budgies? You say, Danny, that's I'm tuning in right now. What are you talking about, budgies? Well, it's a show. Well, it's an exhibition. How would you describe it, Coach? An exhibition bird? An exhibition what? What's the proper wording of saying?
Well, when you have a bird show, you'll have 200 to 500 budgies all in individual black box cages. And you have a judge that judges them by division, color. And it's just a big show.
Well, let's talk about this big show and about what it takes to become competitive. Because we're sitting, Suzanne, with a champion breeder. Not only one time. I think we're talking two, three, four, five plus championships that he's won throughout the years. And I think the latest one was, 1990? Les Uehara. You say, Danny, wait, is that the Les?
Is that Coach Les?
Yeah, is that the golfer Les? Yes. Is that the Iolani School Les? Yes. Is that the one that coached baseball? Some championship teams? Yes. But budgies? I don't know. For me, I mean, growing up, seeing Coach Les on the other side, being the quarterback of the opposing team and as in the scout office, I never knew about budgies. I didn't associate it with him. When we come back, more with Coach Les.
In the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you may have heard of people who love to touch the earth. You know, when I say that, they love to go into the garden and do more than just weeding. I mean, they're cultivating, nurturing. I know I have an aunt that lives in Southern California, and she has the most beautiful garden, and she could be in there for hours, and it does something to a person. Well, for others, they collect shells. Other people maybe will just listen to the ocean. But this sounds so wooden, so cold, but some kind of an interaction and an interface with life, with God's creation. You say, Danny, where are you going with this? I'm listening right now. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm here with Coach Les Uehara. I'm here with Suzanne Maurer. If you're tuning in right now, you can get this program for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. But now we're talking about parakeets, but we're talking about, these are budgerigars or budgies, but this is, I would say, this is a different kind of budgie. It's there's an elegance to it. These are show budgies. So, Coach, before our break, you were talking about it could be 400 or 500 budgies, right? Black cages. Is there a reason why they're all in black cages?
It's just the standard show cage.
Okay, it's a standard show cage. And what are they being judged for?
First, conformation. It has to be a certain shape, a certain size. The feathering has to be perfect. So there's a show standard of 100 points, and it's distributed. And color only happens to be 10 points.
Oh. Now, this is a refined look, right? A refined eye. You've won numerous championships. Did you ever think about wanting to become a judge?
Yes, I did, but anytime you get passionate about any kind of hobby, it takes a lot of time. And all these years I've been coaching baseball and golf, and so now I just do it in my spare time.
What would it have been required to be a judge?
Well, the American Budgerigar Society says you gotta win certain number of shows. You have to take a judge's test, and you have to attend certain judges' panel meetings, and there's a whole gamut of rules.
How many years have you been the breeding and caring for budgies?
Well, we started the club in Hawaii back in 75, and we had our first show in 78.
But you were already doing it while you were in high school, though.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time.
Just for fun. Yeah.
This may be a little off, but are you able to train them to talk a certain way, or have you developed that aspect as well?
No. Training a pet is totally different from breeding exhibition birds.
Mm. So you stay away from the training as a pet. Because isn't the budgie, and this is another interesting thing, but you can confirm, Coach. I heard somewhere that next to the dog and the cat, that the budgie or the parakeet is one of the most popular pets that people have.
Mainly because they're not as expensive as the parrots. The parrots probably would be better, but they're expensive, they're bigger, they bite harder, they're harder. But the parakeet is relatively inexpensive.
I'm just thinking out loud, but what are some of your thoughts? And we relate this to faith, relate this to... faith in Christ, even.
Well, obviously, the people that I'm involved with budgerigars are totally different than baseball or golf or anything like that. And so I find I'm very passionate about certain things. And besides baseball and besides golf and besides budgies, the few things that I like, I'm really crazy about. No time, no space. I can spend hours just doing it.
Mm.
And everything I like, I start writing it down. That's the same thing that happened to me in Bible study.
Mm.
And the other priority I have is Eucharistic ministry. I will go to Mass 4 to 5 times a week. I'm an acolyte. I'm a lector. I'm a morning prayer officiant at St. Mark's. And when I go to the 2 Bible studies, one at St. Mark's and one with Apostle Clem, I treat it like going to seminary class, and I write everything down. I just love it.
Well, Coach Les is obviously, you know, when you go in, you don't go halfway. You're an all-out kind of a person, and no wonder there's a certain level of excellence and a pristine quality that comes with it. I also find, Suzanne, that you, as we close today, is you the budgies, the budgie culture, the baseball culture, the golf culture, and now even in the body of Christ, it allows us to connect with us. And I think about 1 Corinthians 9:19-22, where the Apostle Paul says, "I become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." And isn't that something where, Suzanne, you have certain things that you do, certain unique things that maybe we don't even know, but you're passionate about, and it opens up a world of connectivity, a world into a new culture or subculture that you can relate the love of Jesus Christ in that world.
Coach, thanks for sharing that commitment and your passion for what you're doing at St. Mark's. Would you be so good as to lead us in a prayer, please?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the Good Life radio show, Hawaii's only evangelical radio talk show. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask your blessing on the Reverend Dr. Danny Yamashiro. founder and president of Jesus Christ is Calling You, Inc. JCCY's Paradise Global Mission and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. In the name of the Holy Spirit, bless the sponsors and donors, participants, guests, and the radio audience, that we may receive and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Coach, for sharing with us your life and your world. I know we just, in some ways, just touched the surface, but it was a fascinating, touching.
And delightful. I can see why he would be considered beloved. Beloved Coach Les.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Suzanne.
Yes.
Transformational, really, words from Coach Les Uehara. God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is a perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Would you go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. And my friend, if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, even financial support to make a donation, well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 19, verse 20, listen to the advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you will be counted among the wise. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Les Uehara. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.